Well, welcome to the White House. It is a pleasure to be with all of you this morning. In less than a week, this house will be overrun by thousands of kids at the Easter egg roll. So I want to get together with you for a little prayer and reflection. Some calm before the storm. It is wonderful to see so many good friends here today. To all the faith leaders from all across the country, from churches and congregations large and small, from different denominations and different backgrounds, thank you for coming to our third annual Easter prayer breakfast, and I'm grateful that you're here. I'm even more grateful for the work that you do every day of the year, the compassion and the kindness that so many of you express through your various ministries. I know that some of you have joined with our Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships. I've seen firsthand some of the outstanding work that you are doing in your respective communities, and it's an incredible expression of your faith. I know that all of us who have an opportunity to work with you draw inspiration from the work that you do. Finally, I want to just express appreciation for your prayers. Every time I travel around the country, somebody's going around saying, "We're praying for you." Got a prayer circle going. Don't worry. Keep the faith. We're praying. Michelle gets the same stuff, and that means a lot to us. It especially means a lot to us when we hear from folks who we know probably didn't vote for me. And yet, expressing extraordinary sincerity about their prayers. And it's a reminder not only of what binds us together as a nation, but also what binds us together as children of God. Now, I have to be careful. I'm not going to stand up here and give a sermon. It's always a bad idea to give a sermon in front of professionals. But in a few short days, all of us will experience the wonder of Easter morning, and we will know, in the words of the Apostle Paul, Christ Jesus and Him crucified. It's an opportunity for us to reflect on the triumph of the resurrection and to give thanks for the all-important gift of grace. And for me, and I'm sure for some of you, it's also a chance to remember the tremendous sacrifice that led up to that day, and all that Christ endured, not just as a Son of God, but as a human being. For like us, Jesus knew doubt. Like us, Jesus knew fear. In the Garden of Gethsemane, with attackers closing in around him, Jesus told his disciples, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." He fell to his knees, pleading with his Father, saying, "If it is possible, may this cup be taken from me." And yet in the end, he confronted his fear with words of humble surrender, saying, "If it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." So it is only because Jesus conquered his own anguish, conquered his fear, that we're able to celebrate the resurrection. It's only because he endured unimaginable pain that racked his body and bore the sins of the world that burdened his soul, that we are able to proclaim he is risen. So the struggle to fathom that unfathomable sacrifice makes Easter all the more meaningful to all of us. It helps us to provide an eternal perspective to whatever temporal challenges we face. It puts in perspective our small problems relative to the big problems he was dealing with. And it gives us courage, and it gives us hope. We all have experiences that shake our faith. There are times where we have questions for God's plan relative to us. But that's precisely when we should remember Christ's own deaths and eventually his own triumph. Jesus told us as much in the book of John when he said, "In this world, you will have trouble." I heard an amen. In this, let me repeat. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world. So, we are here today to celebrate that glorious overcoming, the sacrifice of a risen Savior who died so that we might live. And I hope that our time together this morning will strengthen us individually as believers and as a nation. And with that, I'd like to invite my good friend, Dr. Cynthia Hale, to deliver our opening prayer. Dr. Hale.
Pray with me. Good morning, God. What a privilege to greet you this day in the company of our beloved president and colleagues from all across this nation. We are gathered here in our nation's capital to pray. If ever there was a time we needed prayer, it is now, when tragedy is commonplace and violence seeks to consume the lives of countless people, love fights to maintain its preeminence in the presence of hate, and truth is being crushed by lies. God, if ever there was a time when we need to pray, it is now. We pray for our president, his family, cabinet, and all those who partner with him in leading our nation. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, and keep them focused on and faithful to the cause of creating a just and equitable society. We pray for the spiritual leaders who are gathered here to proclaim peace throughout the land. Keep us pressing forward against the very forces of evil. We pray, God, for those who are homeless and hurting, for the grieving, and those who are tempted to give up. We pray for those who need health care and healing, for those who need the assurance that all their hard work, labor, and accomplishments will not be stripped from them by the greed of others. We pray, O God, because you have given us the privilege and promise that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal the land. We pray during this Easter season, confident that you will heal our land. You're a master at transforming tragedies for our good. The events of Good Friday were, all by all accounts, a tragedy. An innocent man died a horrible death for the sins of the world. But early Sunday morning, you raised your son, turning that tragedy into triumph, proving that love is stronger than hate, good is greater than evil, and truth crushed to earth will rise again. It's in your risen son's name, Jesus, that we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. And now with our opening song, the Dove Award nominee, Mrs. Sarah Groves.
Morning by morning, I wake up to find the power and comfort of God's hand. Season by season, I watch him amazed in awe of the mystery of his perfect ways. And all I have need of, his hand will provide. He's always been faithful to me. Thank you.
Beautiful.